This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So we've got a little contest going this morning here on The Takeaway. I mean, South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford is in the spotlight, of course, for disappearing for days, admitting to an extramarital affair, actually secretly going down to Argentina to have that affair. But does that make him worst governor of all time?
Hi, it's George Peterson from Huntington, Massachusetts. I do not see what the big deal is about the governor going down to Argentina and having an affair. It's a natural thing, and everybody does it, and I don't think any of them should be apologizing for it.
Natural thing? Well, he's off the hook by that listener. But call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org to nominate your Hall of Shame governor. That's what we're assembling here. And the question is, how do you nominate one? Mark Sanford is certainly in there, okay, the South Carolina governor. But he's competing with some towering figures in governor shame, okay? You've got Rod Blagojevich. You've got Eliot Spitzer. Maybe the one who wins should get an award for corruption.
Hello, this is Marianne from Rhode Island nominating Edward Dupree of Rhode Island, who not only was sent to jail on corruption charges, then as soon as he got out, there was a long, long battle to claim his state pension. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kirk, and I'm calling from Boston, and I'd like to nominate Governor Edwards of Louisiana. He was tried three times by the federal government before finally convicted after they were able to sneak a wiretap in his office for numerous crimes.
So you got a couple of categories here, right? You've got the corruption governors and you've got the marital problem governors. What is it with governors?
Governor Bill Clinton, whose nickname used to be Slick Willie, among other things. And actually, I'd also like to nominate state police in those states who are supposed to be guarding these governors and who look the other way when they're doing all of these extracurricular, extramarital things.
And lest we forget, Nelson Rockefeller, our late governor, actually died in bed with his mistress, his secretary, Megan, I believe was her name. And he also left us with these hideous Rockefeller drug laws, which have been so unfair for years and years and years.
And that continues here in New York. It's kind of a tradition.
Governor Patterson from New York certainly makes the Hall of Fame. He takes a backseat to nobody with his great speech after assuming office in the wake of the Spitzer scandal with drugs and women. And he did it in such a, you know, whatever way.
Sometimes the personality of the governor kind of rubs you the wrong way, you know?
There's a lot of media saying that I'm a disgrace for being here. But I'll tell you this, I'm proud I'm a wrestler, I'm proud I was a wrestler, and I'm proud to be here tonight.
Jesse Ventura, of course, of Minnesota. Sometimes actually what you do as governor is the problem.
Yeah, my name's Eric from Detroit. I was calling to nominate former Republican Governor John Engler for opening the doors to all the mental institutions in Michigan and letting the inmates flood the streets of the inner city.
So Governor Engel, Mark Sanford, who would you nominate? Go to thetakeaway.org or check out all of our coverage on Mark Sanford while you're there. And, of course, you can tweak the kind of award, maybe come up with a name.
You've got it all wrong today. The question should not be what's the matter with governors or what is it about governors, but what is it about men? When was the last time a female governor or a female representative or senator had this problem?